feathers on the ground. I'm reminded of the old days, miss having you around. But the looking glass is worn and life circled every town. I'm hanging on these heartstrings, but I'm slowly falling down. I put pen to paper a thousand times, shared it all between the lines, laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. Dear brother, my friend, it's times like this you help me high. If you can hear me, I'll do anything I can. We can fix this if we try. But I put pen to paper a thousand times. I shared it all between the lines, laced it all and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. From the raging winds, we can recover. And in this tornado, I think we need each other. But I put pen to paper a thousand times. I shared it all between the lines, laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. They never get there.
Cambridge 105, that's Melody Causton and her song Ribbons. And I'm pleased to say that Melody's with me now. Hello, Melody. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Tell me a little bit about the background of that song. There's a very special story behind it.
Yeah, it means a lot to me. So about 23 years ago, my mum lost contact with her brother, just because he moved away. And so the song's about the letters that she wrote him and the ways that she tried to contact him. But in the whole 23 years, we've never managed to get a reply. So I decided to write a song about it and to do a video as well, in the hope that the more it got shared, the more people could sort of help to find her.
So you're hoping it would go viral and people would get the message.
Eventually,
as it were.
Yeah. But also, I was sort of I realised when writing it how many other people are affected by similar stories.
I remember a guy I used to work with, Matthew. He told a story, I think, of his uncle who just went out one day, said, "I'm just going out to buy a pint of milk." And never came back, and that was it. And the family, as far as I know, have never heard from him to this day. I just wonder if the story behind it is, are you aware of anything that led up to this? When he moved away, as to why he moved away, I guess is the first is the starting point.
I mean, the thing is, because I'm only 19, and it was 23 years ago.
You've never known him. Really.
I've never met him, so it's important to me, but I think it's got a real importance to my family, and I think. There was sort of a small, not a family feud, but when you have sort of little arguments. And I think it probably started because of that. But I think over time, I feel like it was the right time to write the song now because it can't last this long, and surely it must be okay now.
Yeah.
If he's out there, I think it can be fixed. So.
And there's people around you, I guess, other family members who know him, your mother, for example. What do they say about him, the kind of man that he was?
My mum and him argued like children, but they got on like brother and sister. You know, it's an amazing relationship. And I think it's also really important to me because my grandma, and obviously she misses him, like, terribly. She would love to find him. But there's always that thing, as if somebody goes missing, maybe they don't want to be found. There's always that sort of element to it.
Mm. And was this reported to the police at the time to try and track him down?
I think the thing is, he sort of at the start he chose to remove himself from the situation.
Right.
But over the years, we feel like now if we could get this back, it would be really lovely too. And that's why when I wrote this song, I realised actually I'd really like to help others through it as well. So if people find my video, I'd love for them to share it and attach their stories. So even if we don't find my mum's brother, it would be really lovely if we could find other people's relatives.
And you've popped the videos on YouTube, I think, isn't
it? It's on YouTube, yes.
How easy to find if you just tap in your name?
It's very easy. If you just write in ribbons and letters, or if you just write in Melody Causton, it should come up for you.
Okay.
But it's also on my Facebook and my SoundCloud as well, so...
And I discovered, you know, in sort of preparing for the interview, I noticed that you'd actually played Strawberry Fair this time last year. But then you told me that you've only picked up a guitar 6 months ago. Now, that doesn't quite tally. So what were you doing last year at Strawberry Fair?
Last year, I was reliant on my dad. Bit of a daddy's girl. So, yeah.
So he plays guitar,
he does,
I'm presuming.
Yes, yeah, he's a musician. So I was sort of writing songs, but I was doing a lot more covers back then. And it's only recently, since I've started university, that I've really got into writing my own music. So I figured I should probably be able to accompany myself.
So you decided it was about time that you picked up a guitar. You not learned at school or anything like that?
No, I really wanted to study songwriting, but then I realised I hadn't actually really done it or really played much. I played a bit of piano, but yeah, I just felt it was time for me to pick up a guitar and start learning.
Okay, because you're doing a songwriting degree, I gather.
I am, yes. It's in London. It's lovely.
How long have you been? How far into the course are you?
I've just finished my first year, so I've got my exams starting on Friday.
No, yes, we have Carly and Jess who normally come into to this show on a Wednesday, and they're deep in exams at the moment, which is why they're not here. And everybody's in the same boat right now. You think, the weather's sort of improving, and there you are, stuck in the exam hall.
But it's a lovely feeling when you've got them out of the way, though.
I guess so. So when does that all wrap and finish?
It finishes on the 31st, so I haven't got long. I can't really complain.
No. So does that then give you an opportunity to get out, do a little bit more songwriting, or perhaps performing as well?
Yeah, we have to write 3 songs a week, so it's really full on.
You have to, this is for the course?
Yeah, but it gives me an opportunity after that. You know, we've got connections in London, there's great open mics out there. And over the summer, I'm going to record an EP as well, 4-track EP, so...
Because the recording quality on what we heard there was pretty good as well. Where did you record that?
Oh, thank you. That's in my dad's living room.
Oh, really?
It was just a lie.
Get him out to your dad's house next time we want to record something for this place. Yeah. It sounds pretty good acoustics.
He's been doing it a long time, but we're not really great at that whole recording thing yet, so it's quite pleasing to hear that you like it.
No, it's good. It worked for us. Anyway, that nice sort of haunting sound. We have another artist who... We feature on the stage from time to time, Tilly Dalglish.
I know
her.
Tilly. She's
it's a
lovely.
Similar kind of sort of haunting melody in there.
Yes, we've done a lot of gigs together actually, sort of at the same. I see her about a lot in Cambridge. She's lovely.
Okay, and you brought your guitar with you, so no person comes into this place, particularly with a guitar, and gets out without playing a song of some description. So, what are you going to do for us?
I can play one of my recent songs called "Tell Me Why," which is one that I'm hoping to get onto my EP. So,
okay,
be nice if that's okay.
No. In your own time.
Thank you very much. Next to the water was a favourite place to meet. Summertime we heard grass beneath our feet. You'd walk me home, kiss by midnight glaze, saying I hope we never forget those days. Long nights spent running round and round for hours in the gardens of our neighbors, despite the autumn showers. These streets don't feel the same anymore. And tell me why they don't belong to us like they did before. And tell me why it doesn't feel like home here to me. Take me back to the way it used to be. Harsh winter would see the dry land freeze, but we'd still go out with the snow up to our knees. No fear inside us as the dark began to fall, 'cause you said that we were untouchable. And tell me why the streets don't feel the same anymore. And tell me why they don't belong to us like they did before. And tell me why it doesn't feel like home here to me. Take me back to the way it used to be. Take a mile and let's run away, 'cause we don't have to feel this way. Take my hand and come with me, taking me back to the way it used to be. Streets don't feel the same anymore. And tell me why they don't belong to us like they did before. And tell me why it doesn't feel like home here to me. Take me back to the way it used to be.
Melody, thank you very much for that. And that song was called?
Tell Me Why.
Okay, and what's it about?
It's about, we actually have to write to specific briefs at university.
So these three songs a week, it's not of your own choice.
No,
you have to,
yeah,
there's a set brief for all of them.
They tell us they're setting us up for the real world.
Okay.
I do try and sort of make the briefs personal as well, because I love to write about things. So this one is actually about where I come from, which is Royston. And it was about how when you're a child, everything feels young and free, and you grow up and the place feels a bit different. But it's not meant to be a negative song. It's just meant to be looking back on how lovely and the childhood makes the place around you seem. So
it's strange, isn't it? I most people who listen to this programme know I'm a bit of a political junkie, so
okay.
I'm perfectly happy to look back at old reruns of general election programmes. Now, I grew up in like the 1970s and 1980s, and the 1970s were awful. It was an awful time to grow up in, and I only really realised that when I was watching these programmes back, and they were discussing the state of the country. There was, you know, people being shot on the streets in the UK.
Yeah,
particularly in Northern Ireland, everybody was out on strike, the bins weren't being emptied, all the rest
of
it.
Yeah.
And you kind of have this sort of, when you're growing up, you do have this sort of the rosy view. It's only when you look back that you realise things are quite bad, really.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just also like, as you grow up, you realise just how things change, how how you think these places where you used to meet, they seem really magical when you're a child. And you grow up and it's just a bench in a park, but it really has a feeling of something when you're younger, doesn't it?
I wonder what it is. It's the people around you, perhaps, or...
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just the sort of innocence of being a child as well. You don't see the bad because you're only looking for the good. And I think that's lovely when you sort of see the best in everything as a child.
Yeah. So you're going to be playing in Cambridge anytime soon?
Actually, because I'm trying to focus on my exams, I'm not that at the moment. I'm a little bit quiet.
Okay.
But I am.
I think
about...
we need to encourage you to do that.
Definitely.
This is the basic problem we have here.
So,
but in the meantime, people can look up that song. On YouTube, of course.
Absolutely. And my Facebook, which is Facebook, and then just a slash at the end of Melody Corston Music, all one word.
Okay. Well,
so I'll update on everything on there.
Yeah, well, I hope it does, is ultimately successful in tracking down your uncle. And as you said, some people don't necessarily want to be found, but I guess word from him would be halfway
absolutely.
There, wouldn't it?
I think it's just not knowing is the worst thing. And I think it's time now where if we did find him, everything could be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It's just loss of contact, really.
Of course. Well, I hope it does work out. And when it does... Do come in and tell us about that as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.